Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Chuck Landington, and this is an all-new Metal Injection livecast. Yesterday, U.S. authorities shut down an Iranian plot to assassinate a Saudi diplomat on U.S. soil. For the record, Rob was not involved. Also for the record, he told me to say that or he'd also blow me up. Here's the show.
Come on, guys!
I had no prior communication with Chuck Blandington before this moment. I don't talk to him at all.
That was
a lie. Damn it, Chuck.
But how are we supposed to believe you?
Chuck is blowing up. You're believing me over a robot?
That's just no, what I'm a terrorist not. Would the point. Say, though, theoretically.
I'm not believing you over a robot.
Rob is a little bit discombobulated, Sid.
Really? I couldn't tell.
I like that even the robot is making fun of you over Twitter now, too.
Unbelievable. Me and Chuck Blandington, we're developing a feud. We're going to be feuding.
You're going to have beef?
Mad beef. We're gonna make hip-hop songs about each other,
no.
Dissing each other.
Diss tracks?
Yep.
I'd
you
like
know
to hear
it.
That.
Is Bland going to shoot you while you're being escorted in a van?
He's going to run me over.
We have Rob's first diss track.
The hot new track.
She could be in your posse.
Yeah.
Yes.
She could be like your Faith Evans.
Yeah, she's your Nicki Minaj.
She's going to scratch a
rolling.
Bitch up. She'll run people over with her wheelchair.
I like it. I like it very much.
I like that Darren's new laptop has this chrome grill on it.
Yeah.
Very gangsta.
I got it because your house is so filled with it looks like it's from the 22nd century. So
yeah.
I just think it goes with everything.
Perfect.
It's like metal lattice work. It looks like my grandma's dick.
Yeah.
Your grandma,
wait, your
has
grandma
a dick?
Dick?
Yes.
We went for the same
like a dick.
How big is your grandma's dick?
It's a Coke can dick.
Aww.
Not that long, but it's got girth.
She has a chode? Your grandma has a chode?
No, not a tuna can dick, but a Coke can.
All right.
Is your grandma also a ginger?
No, she's not. She has gray hair.
Wait, was she a ginger?
I don't think so. I think she's like a dirty blonde like Sydney.
Is her name Ginger? Wait, I'm a dirty blonde?
Aren't you?
I don't know. Am
no.
I?
No,
really,
you're just dirty.
Yeah.
You're
just
filthy.
Yeah.
You're a filthy,
charming.
Filthy boy.
He has brown hair.
Yeah, brown hair.
Like I would say Sid is a dirty blonde.
Yeah, I'd say like a...
He's not blonde at all.
Blonde.
I was when I was like two.
Or it's like a sandy
hair.
Brown.
His facial hair
but
is
But it's
brown.
Like half gray.
Well,
no, it's not.
Look at the back
he's
of his
gray.
Head. Turn around. Hey, look. You have brown hair. How's that
yeah,
dirty blonde?
There's no blonde.
Wait, what color is the top of your head?
White. Sadly.
Sid is bald.
You're definitely a blonde. Well, what about down there? What color is it?
Yeah. It's pretty dark.
It's pretty dark.
You want me to pull
a
few out and show?
Yes, put them on the white table.
Oh, it's like a jungle.
You're really going to pull... Oh, Sid!
It's like a jungle.
Do it.
We are maybe 90 seconds into the show, and there are pubes on the table.
There they are.
Ew!
Just blew them in Noah.
Oh.
Pubes on the table!
Pubes on the table!
Pubes on the table!
Rob, take care of that.
What?
Rob, pick it up. We know you've cleaned up tons of tumbleweed pubes when you can live together.
That is so
That's,
what color is it?
That's true. That's true, though.
It's blonde. Excuse me. It's blonde.
The funniest thing when I remember, like, when me and Sid lived together, like, I would
just throw it on the floor.
I would be like, I would clean the shower, and there'd be like, there would be hair everywhere.
Really?
Like on the wall.
So, wait, you're saying that's only from me?
No, from both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying it was just. We're both very hairy individuals. Yeah.
Wait, did like Frank stay over too? Because that would be like a shaggy
oh
bathroom.
Oh,
but
man.
Frank is real serious about getting rid of hair and stuff. Like when I've gone to Frank's, like years ago, I went to Frank's house, and like I guess I washed my hands in the thing, and like there was like one hair I dropped in the fucking sink.
Right.
And like, dude, you're like a chick. Clogging up my fucking sink with hair. There was like one, literally one hair.
Well, that had to be a long time ago because now Frank is definitely like a
like
chick.
Really? Sheds, but no, he sheds like he'll step in when we stay at the hotel. Step into the bathroom for like literally 2 minutes. I think they just taken a piss or something. Comes out and there's just hair, long hair everywhere on the tiles, like on the floor, in the toilet. Like I'm like, I don't know what happened.
What happened? It was a mishap.
Don't go too early with the joke.
Camp.
She needs vengeance for the pupil.
Sean, what do you call it when you put two hands together continuously making a sound?
Like this. Oh. Do you want me to accentuate the
C-L-A-P.
Clap.
Clap.
No.
The Bears.
Better with an H when there's an H in there.
What? When there's an H?
Yeah, like happens.
Tons of gay sex.
No H in that, but...
No.
Oh, there's an H in this.
I was a human urinal.
Yeah, there you go.
There's an H.
By the way, our phone number that you can call at any time during the show and talk to us is 646-929-1357. It's been a big week for metal.
What happened?
Who cares?
Yeah, what are we talking about that on this show for?
No.
Back to Sid's pubes.
On the table.
Blonde pubes.
Should we just make a pile of all our pubes on the table?
Well, mine are already on the floor somewhere.
Oh.
Bruno might have eaten them.
That's true.
Be coughing up my fur balls.
I can't believe you just, like, pulled it out.
Doesn't Bruno like...
You need a
trim.
That was long.
Yeah.
That was curly. Ew.
What do you expect, straight pubes?
Yeah, you poke your eye out, Noah. Yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah, what the hell?
Maybe, like
like a little
shaved down.
Child.
Yeah, like a
like shorter.
Then it would have been tougher to pull out.
Sid, you should grow your pubes in a kid and play fashion hairstyle.
The high top fade.
Just have it protruding from you. 4 feet.
Cylinder of hair. Like two dogs.
It'll be a real Coke can.
Yeah.
Coke can of pube instead of dick.
Yeah. If someone's going down on you and there's a Coke can of hair just slapping in the face.
What are you doing?
Super Nintendo Chalmers said a Batman logo shaved into it.
That's good.
I bet like somebody's done that before.
Yeah. In the 80s.
I think just chicks do that.
I had a Batman logo in the back of my head when I was a kid.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Really?
I didn't know that white kids were allowed to do that.
Oh, got you. Well, we did like all the white people stuff.
There were no black people where Sean lived, so
sure.
He was the black people.
Did you color it black and yellow?
I am the black people. What?
Did you color it black and yellow, or was it just like your regular hair?
Oh, my God. You break the whole fucking
system. No, it's where
they
shaved it, in. Like, the kids would put like a football or like their little league soccer
cupcake
number or some bullshit or
did
like steps
also,
or a lightning bolt.
Did
Hello
you also
Kitty
shave
logo.
Your did you also shave your eyebrow?
No, what?
No,
I wasn't
the rivets or whatever.
Yeah.
Like Vanilla Ice used to do in the Asian
what did that
kids.
Mean? Was that I thought that was a gang thing.
Was it?
I don't know.
So that was where the Batman thing came from. Because in the 80s, when Batman came out with Michael Keaton, they used to shave Batman into their heads.
That's what I did. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Did you have all the credits in there?
Yeah.
A film by Ivan Reitman.
No.
After which film did you do it?
I actually did it after Batman Forever. That was my favorite. With the nipples on the bat suit.
That's the one with the with Jim Carrey.
Kidman.
Oh, actually,
Arnold?
No. I like Batman and Robin better with
Batman
George Clooney.
That was with Arnold.
That was with Mr. Freeze.
Yeah. Mr. Freeze. Batman will watch his beloved Gotham perish. And Uma Thurman was in that.
Yeah.
And then Bane was like this pussy boy that followed her around.
Yeah,
right?
Sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Bane is in the new Batman movie.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Huh? What?
Tom Hardy is playing.
Come on,
probably knew that
please.
And forgot it.
What?
What?
But Bane and who's the other villain in it? I forgot.
What's well,
Conrad
she's not,
Bane.
No, she's not a villain. It's Catwoman, but I think she's going to be.
Cat.
Oh, it's Anne Hathaway, right?
Catwoman.
But I think she's just like a burglar, and then she like kind of teams up with him.
That's good. That's a good
Anne
one.
Anne Hathaway.
That's a good one.
Hathaway.
Say ham sandwich.
Am I supposed to say it like comically?
Say it how you normally say it.
I would just say ham sandwich.
She's going to go ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich. All over my penis and face.
I need a ham sandwich.
Really? You were that out of the loop that you didn't know Bane was
the
villain?
I knew it. I forgot it. I don't care specifics like that. I just want the movie to come out already.
Yeah, well.
Can we go all as a group?
Yeah, so we can see some Tom Hardy action.
You need to calm down, buddy.
You like Tom Hardy, too? You
I love Tom Hardy.
Then why don't you have a Tom Hardy tattoo on your body?
I probably should.
Yet.
No, well, we got to see where his career goes. And then no.
What do you have a lady boner for Tom Hardy?
Oh, absolutely.
What do you like about him? He's
got
nice hands?
Everything.
He pulls his pee-pee out a lot in movies.
He fucks dudes.
No. He said that his dick has never been in a butthole. No, wait.
He took
said
the head.
No dick has ever been in his butthole.
That's just what he told you.
He's open. He's open to experiment.
Yeah.
For the sake of his job.
Okay.
I like that.
Only in movies, you're saying that he's gay.
No. He said back in the day that he was experimental.
I think he said he tried it with guys, but he wasn't into it, so he stopped.
Plural? He tried it with guys.
Yeah, so that's how he realized he was straight. Because he did it with guys. And
yeah, you have to try
girls
more than once. Maybe the first time it was just like, you know.
He was the wrong guy.
Yeah. Just the wrong guy.
That could throw it off forever.
Cut, uncut. Yeah.
Try
all different
the whole
kinds
buffet.
Of penises.
Yeah. The first dick you suck could be really bad. You never know. Right. Could have been expired.
I totally like girls now.
Fuck this. No more cock for me.
How come Sean has a lady boner for Tom Hardy, though?
Sean has a boner.
Over my penis and face.
Sean has a boner.
I have a boner.
Yeah.
Mainly because he's a fucking amazing actor. And every role that he's had so far has been fucking killer.
Great. Yeah.
And you just want to put your lips on his lips?
Yeah. No, I'm not really into the dude on dude.
So where's your Dustin Hoffman boner?
What?
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
So where's your Dustin Hoffman?
He's not as
bone?
Handsome as Tom Hardy.
Oh, but he just
Tom
said it was because a great actor. He said maybe
Tom
that's
Hardy
why.
Would do Meet the Fockers? Really?
I'm saying in his day.
The Graduate?
Yeah. You
okay,
want to
when
fuck
he's,
Dustin
when he's
Hoffman
young?
In The Graduate?
No, I would rather fuck him in Straw Dogs than in fucking
yeah, well, you
The
picked
Graduate.
The, you picked the one career mistake of Dustin
yeah.
Hoffman.
Really?
No, there's
what's
been a couple.
That,
I don't think it was
Ishtar.
I don't think
Emporium.
It was,
well, Ishtar.
Hold on, I don't think it was a career mistake
a good movie.
At all.
It was
no.
One of the biggest flops in the history of cinema.
He got paid like $10 million to do Meet the Fockers.
All right, but you're Mr. Marketing Guy. We're talking about like artistic choices.
Artistic, sure, but at that point in his career, it's just like, hey, I want to buy another house.
But isn't he rich enough that he could just buy any house he wants?
No, rich people are constantly
fucking drunk. He's probably pissed
money.
Away all his money.
Well, I liked Ishtar, by the way.
I've still never seen
enough.
It.
I don't even know what that is.
Somebody in the chat, by the way, Sean, says, who is Tom Hardy? What movie has he been
the
in?
Greatest movie ever,
Bronson.
Bronson,
yes.
Yeah.
And
the
Inception.
Life Story of Bronson Pinchot. It's a great film.
Yeah.
Belky Bartakamus.
Yeah, that's right. I can't believe they made a movie about
don't
that.
Don't be ridiculous.
Bronson Pinchot actually auditioned for it, and they said, no, Tom Hardy's better.
That's better you than
Tom
you.
Hardy.
Yeah, you can't even play your own life story.
He was in Poor White Boy Gonna Get Gangbanged 4.
That was a great one.
Yeah,
I've watched that one maybe like 6 times.
Yeah.
Like
four? You don't have four though. That just came out.
He was in Inception. No. That was his biggest role. He was the
shapeshifter.
Yeah, but that was
that.
Yeah, that was like an independent movie.
But it was huge overseas.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Maybe in Australia.
He
kind of
stole the movie in Inception.
I thought he was pretty good. Yeah, whatever. But
whatever.
No, he was in the Warrior.
That's like his major label album. Sean's into the indie stuff.
Yeah, true.
He was in the Rock and Roller, but I haven't seen that one yet.
He was.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he was the gay guy.
I don't even.
He was the guy.
I didn't know who he was when I saw that.
He had the crush on Gerard Butler.
I don't like Gerard Butler.
Yeah,
I don't
no
like
one,
him
no one does.
He's
but
awful.
Tom Hardy was in. He was awesome.
Okay.
Ironically, Gerard Butler rumored to be gay.
Yeah, I can see that.
What about Hugh Jackman? Is he gay?
Also gay.
Gerard Butler.
He's got
Jackman
in the Jackman's last name.
Sure. Yeah.
You, Jackman.
He's right. Never come out, but he is definitely gay.
How do you know he's definitely
gay? No, his sources confirm.
Those sideburns?
Also,
Morgan Freeman, mega gay.
Who?
Morgan Freeman.
Did you
say Marty
right
Friedman?
He's fucking his niece.
No,
what about Marty Friedman?
Did you taste man ass on his cock? Is that how you know he's gay?
I smelt it.
Breaking. No, I tasted man ass on Hugh Jackman's cock.
You said Morgan Freeman is gay? Morgan Freeman is not
yeah,
gay.
That's, come on.
Come on.
He's got his right ear pierced. And he wears like a and he wears a creepy black glove.
This is 1978 that he's signals to men with a right
black
ear
glove.
Do you, what? You don't know anything about this?
No.
He had some sort of like injury, like a car accident or something, but like minor, and got
it
some
made
kind of nerve
gay.
Damage to his hand. And he wears some like medical black glove.
Maybe he's got a robot arm.
Maybe he does.
Ever since that car accident on that fateful day, I've always craved manhole. I can't explain it. It's just one of those things that happens to you.
When you put it that way, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, and when he's wearing that glove, it's protection.
I put that glove on to give men prostate exams.
Yeah,
there you go.
Oil it up and get
well,
on
he, when I bought it, it was white.
Yeah, that's how I knew.
Unless your doctor's name was Morgan Freedman.
Sean, up on the table, please.
No fetal, just spreading.
You have some of the nicest bowls I've ever seen.
This is true.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
And then he just leaves.
Say ham sandwich for me while I jerk off.
She had very specific taste.
It's a fetish. What can I say?
All over my penis and face. But I do appreciate Morgan Freeman because he said that Helen Mirren is sexy as hell. And I think so.
Oh, shit, he dropped the H-bomb.
She's probably younger than he is, so...
No way, what?
How?
Oh, wait, maybe. Was he in the 80s? And she's, like, what, late 60s?
Wait, what? He's not in his 80s.
Is he?
No. Morgan Freeman is 79.
Wow.
79 years
damn,
young.
Still banging his niece.
And still banging men.
Yeah.
All and over their penis
and
the beautiful, demure... Helen Mirren.
Gorgeous.
I wouldn't say demure.
Emure? Would you say Emure?
Yeah.
She likes Emure.
She's in a terrible rap metal band.
With her magic memories.
She's that's a good band name, Magic Memories.
Magic Memories.
66. She's 66.
Okay.
She looks good. She looks all right.
She looks
she's
great.
Great.
There were some photos of her when she was younger. Like, I think she's hot
she's
now.
She's in Caligula.
She's hotter now.
But no, when she was younger, she was just unbelievable. Oh, my God.
You know what she was in that I really thought would be a terrible movie and I liked a lot was Red.
Oh, I thought Red was incredible.
I heard good things about
Red. Yeah, it was really fun.
I enjoyed it a lot.
I laughed a lot.
It was
very sharp.
You got to figure, like, there's a lot of respected actors in that. They wouldn't all make that a bad choice at the same time.
I feel like they would just be like, look, we're going to change this part. This makes no sense.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
who directed that? Like, was there even a director, or did they just do it by committee?
It was the first
but,
time. Dude.
By the same token, look at that movie that's coming out with Ben Stiller.
Oh,
that looks
Tower
horrible.
Heist.
Tower
there's a lot
it's
of good,
Ocean's
no,
11
not,
with shittier
yeah,
actors,
there's not
basically.
A lot of good actors in that one, though. Like, Red,
let's
I feel, has
it.
Like
there's
some,
people
some
that used to be good comedic actors.
Well, okay, in Red...
Fuck it,
Red, by the way, is about retired like
CIA
agents.
Retired and extremely dangerous.
Yeah. So it's basically like olds acting like they're in an action movie.
John Malkovich is in that.
John Malkovich, fantastic in it. Like
but he was in
guy.
Con Air. That movie, I feel, is horrible.
Yeah,
no.
Fuck off!
Oh,
get
that
out of
here.
That
movie is awesome.
It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Makes no fucking
sense. You're one
sense
of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Terrible.
He was amazing in it, though.
Dave
Chappelle was in that movie.
I won't argue with you that he was great in it, but he's great in everything. It was still a fucking horrible movie.
Yeah.
And he's not in it nearly enough.
Yep.
Cyrus the Virus, he was incredible.
Any movie that tells me I'm supposed to be sympathizing with a child molester, I'm not into it. It's already, like, lost me.
Wait, what do you mean?
Put down the bunny.
Because they land and they go to that fucking like the little girl on the swing and Steve Buscemi creeps into the park and he's like, you think he's gonna molest her, and then he doesn't, and they have a little tea party and he goes, you know, they leave.
Yeah, there you go. He's
and
changed.
Then,
that's
he's
terrible.
Changed.
Yeah, he molested her like half an hour
okay.
later.
He learned his lesson.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so
that's just one of the zillion things that are wrong with that.
It's Ben Stiller, what?
Uh-huh.
Matthew Broderick, who Eddie Murphy.
Huh?
Why?
Casey Affleck. Come on. The other
he's
Affleck.
Good, but not a
no,
comedy.
I think he's
good poker player.
Taya Leone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her.
The chick from Precious.
Who?
The oh,
fatso?
Yeah, fat brother.
Gabourey Sidibe.
That human beanbag.
Ah.
Oh, come on, Sean. Alan Alda.
What?
Judd Hirsch.
Oh my God.
Do you think she's a good actress though?
Who?
Do you think Gabrielle Sibidet?
I didn't see that.
I saw it.
But
she
it's
had to
really
play
impressive.
A fat broad.
I honestly think.
Wait, what did she play?
She played a fat broad, and that's
fat
it.
Broad.
Yeah. And that's all she needed to do.
Did she eat a ham sandwich?
No, she had a big bucket of fucking chicken. Like,
oh,
she
I
stole
feel
it.
Like here's the deal with that movie, and it happens every, like, 5 to 10 years with Hollywood. It's
right.
Like they pick a Make-A-Wish Foundation case, where it's just somebody who never in a million years would be successful in any movie, and they all decide, you know what, we'll feel better about ourselves by building this person up. First, it was the fucking kid from Life Goes On.
Right.
It was the friggin' MS chick from Facts of Life. Mm-hmm. There's always a gimp that Hollywood is like their pet gimp for 5 years.
You can't argue that it wouldn't be better if it was in 3D.
No.
I gotta read this from the chat. Shankletown said Gabrielle Sidibe played the meteor in Armageddon.
Well, I thought Shankletown was not gonna be joining us live anymore.
Maybe it's an imposter.
Yep.
Is this a fake Shankletown?
That was a good line if you're fake.
Shankletown.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't know. I think it's more cruel than anything because they build her up and then is she really gonna have like a great Hollywood career?
I think she's got roles.
She's gotten roles.
Yeah, she definitely
has plenty of roles.
I don't even know who she is.
Show her a picture.
Yeah, oh, okay. That girl.
That girl?
Isn't she going to be in Hair or something?
No, I hope not.
She was
don't
in
ruin something. Hair, fat broad.
That's not nice.
You don't like any fat actors or actresses?
No fat actresses, except for Kathy Bates. I love Kathy Bates.
Yeah, I like her. She's in a TV show now.
Harry's Law.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, she's always great, though. She's always a great supporting role.
What about
so
Cameron
why
Manheim?
I don't know who that is.
She was in some law show also.
Yeah.
Oh, that
she was
angry,
in Happiness?
Angry, what?
She was in Happiness.
The fat one? I don't know.
She was the one that chops up.
So obsessed with she has no roles coming up.
Who?
Gabrielle Sidibe. Good for her.
Fuck that. Kathy Bates, did you see her in that movie with Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, when she got naked?
That was awesome.
I didn't think she was as bad as I imagined it in my mind being, and honestly. I wouldn't say she has a great body, but I pictured it being much worse than that. Let's put it that way.
Nicholson's got a real knack for getting old broads getting naked in movies.
Yeah.
You know? Like with Diane Keaton and something, or what's a, Something's Gotta Give?
Yeah.
Something gives.
Something gives.
Diane Keaton, I thought, looked worse than Kathy Bates.
True.
I would
say. Well, because you actually have memories of Diane Keaton when she was smoking hot.
Yeah.
No,
Kathy
Bates,
objectively, that's true.
No, but we've seen movies with her. Like, I've never seen a picture of Kathy Bates where she was hot.
I'll give you that.
So the expectations are lower.
Even just the expectations out the window, I think Kathy Bates looks better naked.
Was Diane Keaton ever naked in a movie, like, in her prime, like in her 20s, 30s?
Not that I know.
No.
Lame.
I think that was a big deal of her getting naked in this one.
Yeah.
She should have put a little tit shot in Annie Hall, right?
Something. God damn.
Come on.
Come on, Woody.
Magnificent.
It's a little beaver.
Oh. There was no such thing as a little beaver in that era.
Yeah.
Give
me the kitten play haircut.
Yeah, exactly. It's like what I got. I got a
giant
Keaton going on right now.
The Coke can.
People are terrible.
What's wrong with that?
You people.
What's wrong with little kitten play bush? You want to read that one, Sid? Go ahead.
Which one?
The last one.
Diane showed me her Keaton behind an Arby's in Detroit.
Yeah, like
says Shankletown. Shankletown, you've never been to Detroit, you fucking liar.
Yeah, that's true. Well, maybe Silent Library sent him there on location.
They don't have libraries in Detroit.
They're
come
trying
on.
To do
trying
some philanthropic work out
trying
there.
Trying to laugh at this town.
Oh, dear. So what's all this stuff happening in metal, Rob?
No, there's...
It was like 45 minutes ago you started that sentence.
I know, we got a little sidetracked.
No, the only funny story that was that...
Sid just fucking farted through his giant pubic bush.
So you got pubes flying at you, you got farts flying at
like
you.
It sounded like your jeans ripped.
No, it was
really did.
Oh, you were just really throwing did. Everything disgusting you can at Noah.
As usual.
Yeah. just snap rocking on me right
now. There's a little silence. I felt the silence. We can't have dead air.
Sid, cut it out.
Stop.
Jesus.
Oh. Watch out.
Anyway.
All right, Rob.
No, just that The drummer of Immure was let go from the band.
Oh, no.
Fuck
very sad.
Off. Really?
I know. I didn't even know Immure had a drummer.
Why do we even care about this band?
Did he steal someone's Affliction shirt?
Mm-hmm. It was funny because he wrote this whole...
I can't even get the
fucking choked up already.
So you're right, Rob.
He wrote this whole thing about how
you like the band so much.
How the band let him go because he's a druggie, but really it's them that do drugs.
Right.
And he's like, I've only tried coke once, and I've done Molly, ecstasy, maybe two or three times, but other than that, nothing. And then he says, so they call me a drug addict. Jesse, the guitar player, eats 90 somas, which are highly addictive, in 20 days, or drinks and smokes every night that he's on stage. Or the singer eats ecstasy and trips on mushrooms for 2 weeks at a time. Now, that is a lie.
Uh-huh.
You cannot trip on mushrooms 2 weeks at a time because once you do it, if you do it again the next day, it's not going to be nearly as intense. So he is exaggerating.
Our drug correspondent, Rob. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
Yes, the drug expert.
Who knew, though, looking at that band, that they would ever have drama in between each
other?
Or
that they did drugs. Who would have thought they did drugs? I don't know. Shockers.
I try not to think about Immure, so.
Well, they're no Falconer, that's for sure.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, true.
Not even close.
See, if only Immure would sing about mountains.
The only drugs that Falconer do are opium.
And life.
They don't fuck around. Oh, yeah.
And, like, slaying
trees.
Nordic men with swords.
Falcon poop.
Just brisk Nordic air.
They snort elf cum.
Sean, say elf cum.
Elf cum? I don't even know how to say my own.
Ham sandwich. Just
elf
whatever
cum
they
is a good band name also.
But elf really isn't what?
Elf cum? Good band name?
Elf cum is good.
Elf cum is a great name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But I still think magenta placenta.
I like that too.
No,
don't give that away.
I think that's funny. Rob didn't
like it.
Rob says silly.
It's not
serious. No one would take a band like that seriously.
No one's supposed to take a band like Sean's band.
Right. But is it less or more silly than Ziploc colostomy bag?
Ziploc colostomy bag sounds a little cooler.
But there's no copyright issues with magenta placenta.
It's true.
Oh, Ziploc is copyrighted.
I never liked Ziploc colostomy bag. I apologize, but I don't know. It's too.
Were you more of a labia encrusted exoskeleton?
No one really knows how to spell colostomy, so.
They'd learn because the band would blow the fuck up like a colostomy.
But it's too absurd. It's just like a list of gross things instead of magenta placenta is clever because it's two things that rhyme, you know?
Yeah.
I like it better.
And it's kind of tongue in cheek.
Yeah. Tongue in placenta.
Kind of fun. Placenta's really coming back nowadays, you know that?
Why?
They never went away.
Where'd it go?
It was out of style. And now people are like eating like jerky and
I would,
grinding
I would
up
only go with magenta placenta if you actually steal placentas from abortion clinics and eat them on stage.
That's fine. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
No. Like I eat them if they were beef jerkyified. I wouldn't eat them like just like raw.
All right. We'll just hang them upside down on the wall until they dry.
That's fine.
No, you get some saran wrap.
Like vanilla.
And you fill it with water or like lime jello or something and just bite into it. And it looks like a placenta.
You could do that.
That would be so fake.
Well, you make it look real. Get
how
a tech
would someone
guy.
10 people back really know what I was chewing?
Alright, I guess.
Ozzy with the fake chicken that he used to buy with a bat or whatever. Well, same thing.
Because I want to outdo Gigi Allen with this outfit.
Ozzy
yeah. Like,
with
I
fake
go over
chicken
the
and the bat.
This is turning into a Lou Reed song.
And I simply despise us here.
I bit into a bat today. Turned out to be real.
I was the bat.
Ouch.
I love that. That's my favorite soundbite from that song because he just sounds like a doddering fucking 90-year-old man.
Well, let's hear it again.
Throw it away. Sounds like
throw it away.
Throw it away.
He's telling his visiting nurse
what to do with his bedpan.
Yeah. Get that out of here. Throw it away.
Oh, so, God.
Mr. Reed, what should I do with this turd you left in the bed?
You just pooped your pants. What am I going to do?
What should I do with the stack of TV guides from 1983? Don't throw those away. I hoard those.
But they went to the ceiling.
Gary Ewing is on that one. Leave it alone.
There's
Love
a good Growing Pains article in there.
What is Kirk Cameron really like? Okay.
He actively despises atheism.
Despises you.
I actively despise you.
Where?
I can't even get it out.
What should I do with the extra strained peaches in your dinner that you didn't eat, Mr. Reed?
Well, on the topic of Lou Reed, we should talk about this. Earlier today, a lot of the featured guests on the show staged a protest.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
a live
I thought we weren't going to acknowledge them.
Look, I think we need
don't
to acknowledge it.
We are the 1%, Noah.
There is an Occupy Livecast protest.
Yeah, we've got air time to fill.
And apparently we're not giving our featured players enough airtime. Mm-hmm. And some of them are a little upset. And they left some voicemails on our live line. We have a few of them right here. And
they called us directly from the protest, right?
Yeah. As they were on stage, they were calling and speaking to us. Here's one from the Iron Sheik, which,
oh,
I mean,
geez.
I think we give a lot of airtime to the Sheik. I don't know what he's upset about.
Yeah,
he's
like
always
the show
upset.
List.
But here he is.
The live cast, take me across the border. I hold the live cast coke and hit it too much pussy to take it across himself. And they don't even give me half and half of their coke. Fuck the live cast. Fuck Sid. Fuck it, Deshaun. Fuck it, the Darren. Fuck the Robert. Fuck the Noah. They all kill it, the Daniel. Why? Why they kill it, the Daniel? I tell you, my good friend Jim Brunzeller, he is from the Minnesota. He tell me, don't never trust the cheap Jew, Russia, from New York. Fuck you! Livecast, ha! Puh!
Wow. Some intense words from the Iron Sheik. I don't... We have him on the air all the time. He is pissed.
That almost got me to stop being a protest denier.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, now you believe it?
Someone that does, I mean, like someone we haven't had on the show in a while, Danzig.
Hey.
He made it down to the protest. Apparently, he's in town. He's occupying the live cast. And here's what he had to say.
Let's move these breaks off the live cast. There's too many. Why am I the only one moving breaks here? I feel stupid. Someone please help me. Let's move these bricks for freedom!
Wow.
He's all amped up.
I'm not sure that Danzig is on message.
Yeah. He's all about the brick part of it.
He's got the freedom part down.
That's a very small part of this movement.
He gets distracted. Like, he kind of sees, like, bricks and shit.
Yeah.
All momentum. And just, I need to move those fuckers.
He's like, fuck the lock. Oh, there's some bricks here. Whoops. He's a good guy, that Danzig.
Yeah, should we play some more? Because we have a bunch that we could play.
We could sprinkle them in throughout the show,
yeah.
I think.
Like my farts.
Yeah. Oh, those are continuous.
We've had enough of those.
That's like a two-week mushroom trip.
I sprinkle when I do.
A leaking balloon.
So, do you go on tour with Emure and just, like, fart in their faces and get them high for 2 weeks while they play?
Maybe that's
a bad idea.
That's what they probably thought. They thought money. It was a mushroom trip.
Yeah.
But it was Sid's farts there.
Maybe I could be their new drummer. Just fart on the cymbals.
Yeah. It'd sound a lot better.
Yeah, probably would. Couldn't hurt anyway.
They do.
Yeah. Word.
Would you ever fart onto the microphone for us?
Why not?
I guess.
Didn't you do that already?
It's your
I
mic
probably
cover,
have.
So it doesn't really matter.
Just don't shart on the microphone.
No.
Well, you have.
I'm
have
pretty
mic
good
anyway.
At containing that.
It might give you pink eyes.
Look,
so
if you want to shart, just shart.
Mm-hmm. I think that was how St. Anger was made, actually.
Farting?
He was just farting
on
Lars' pots and pans.
Sorry about that. I like the good Airheads.
That sounded
reference.
More like it was coming out of the water than going into the water.
It just it popped back up once it fell in.
Somebody's Loch Ness Monster.
Like, woo! Yeah, exactly.
There's a turtle head poking out.
A little locky. A locky cocky.
This anytime, show has really degenerated.
Anytime I can use the phrase cocky. That should be your band name.
Yeah.
Locky cocky.
Yeah. Locky cocky.
Wasn't there already like agri cocky or something?
Yeah,
there's already cocky band.
It's a different.
But that's like serious. Like that means something in Norwegian or something.
Does it really?
I don't know. What language
is it? Noah, what does it mean?
Agri cocky.
I don't know.
Frank likes them, right?
Probably.
They probably have like a fiddle in their band, right?
No, they don't.
Yeah, it's Charlie Daniels and Acker Cocky.
I thought they were one of those folk fiddles.
Oh, no, one down to Georgia.
They're an English progressive blackened death metal band.
Uh-huh. But what language is Acker Cocky? Cocky.
English.
Rocky. No, it's like a god, dude, like a devil or something.
I don't know. We have a call, though. Maybe they know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's ask our audience about Akakaki.
If only the Google.
Sean, how do you say Akakaki?
Akakaki.
Dennis Farina, everyone. Respected actor.
Put him in the bag.
Put him in the bag.
Who do we have on the line?
It's Luke.
Luke.
What's up, Luke from Australia?
How are you, Luke?
Say ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich.
That's proper.
He says it nicer than Sean. Agri-cocky.
Agri-cocky.
Now say locky-cocky.
Now we know how Paul Hogan would have said agri-cocky.
Yeah.
Even though he's dead.
No locky-cocky from Lukey?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Nope.
All right.
All right, what's up, Luke? What's up, Luke?
3 for 3 now.
What's up, Luke?
Okay. Right. Well, I found a potential down slightly.
Okay.
Okay.
I sent it to Rob in the chat in a private chat.
Sent it to me in a chat in a private message. I did not get any such private message.
Maybe he sent it to Lob Injection by
Okay.
Let's see.
There it is.
Where I don't,
right
I
in
was
the
a
chat. Human urinal.
In the mess. Oh, I see.
Is that a soundbite? It's a YouTube clip, isn't it?
Oh, it's a Phil Anselmo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Phil Anselmo.
Philip H. Anselmo.
Oh, just outtakes of him.
A man of many bands, and this is actually the set of Revolver.
Not
a fucking. Here we go. Philip H. Anselmo, man of many, 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 many. Let me do it again. It's gonna be funny outtakes. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I did that on purpose, man.
Where's the heroin?
No.
I was
just Noah asking.
This is Philip H. Anselmo. I do a lot of H. That's where the H stands for.
Our energy's kicking in. But I'm stumbling over like Revolver. Philip H. Anselmo here hanging out at the set of Revolver TV, man.
Yeah, man.
Watch it.
Dude, man.
That sucked too.
I just don't know how to speak.
Yeah, because I didn't stumble over a word finally. Philip H. Anselmo, man of many bands. Oh, fuck. All right. Pepper Space.
Rob,
really
I think you
like.
Should coach him in how to host stuff on video.
Yeah. Yeah, no one says how much he sucks in YouTube comments. What the fuck? He fucks up everything. You don't fuck up at all.
Yeah, the top comment is. Phil Anselmo for USA President.
For USA President.
Yeah, no.
Did you write that?
That's from a European guy. They want the U.S. to go in the toilet. Well. That's why he said that.
Wait, have you seen the Vinny Stigma for President videos?
Yes.
Those are fucking incredible.
Joint Ritual, Arson Anthem, Anselmo. Did I do that?
410.
If Phil Anselmo became president, would somebody assassinate the vice president?
Oh, totally.
Oh.
I hope so.
Sorry, yep. Now I got a theme here. What's happening, everybody? This is Philip Pantera down Arson Anthem.
He wasn't in
Rich.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't in Pantera. What the fuck?
Hanging out on
he made that shit up. I was thinking about Damage Plan.
Pantera didn't exist.
Just change the name of the show for me. I can't
spit it out. You will address me as President Dude for the first
man, white man.
The first white man.
You think that the people in the background are laughing because they're afraid?
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. They just want to go home.
Watch the show. Right on.
Right on. So, two, let's do it again.
Hey, this is Phil Patriot Selmo, and if any of you deal heroin, my number is 646-929-1347.
Yeah. And my dealer just got run over by a truck.
This is Phil Patriot Selmo, a.k.a. Dude, a.k.a. White Man.
He's just like Boomhauer now.
And you're watching...
Yeah, man, I'll do a little band here. I'm going to
down. And you're watching Revolver. I'm going to shoot you with a revolver.
Oh, that's almost off. You should be a punter, man. No, I'm not that dang old thing there, man. Do that.
Phil Hauer.
Philip. Phil,
you related to Rutger Hauer?
Maybe.
I actually saw an article on BuzzFeed this week about Phil Anselmo, and that there's a conspiracy that he paid the shooter that came in.
That's ridiculous.
Come on now.
Why is that ridiculous?
He doesn't have enough money to pay someone to kill another person.
Did he also
person.
Kill Kurt Cobain? Was
he
involved in that one
also? No, that was the dude from The Mentors.
Oh. That's right.
El Duce.
El Duce, yeah.
Oh, amazing. Amazing.
There you have it. Proof that El Duce, that Courtney Love, killed Kurt Cobain.
For all you young kids, I think we've talked about this on the show before, but you have to, I think it has to be on Netflix. You have to check out this documentary, Kurt and Courtney, this terrible British documentarian goes to Seattle and whatever and tries to find out what happened, like how did, like, was Kurt Cobain murdered or like whatever, and basically has no leads and creates an hour and a half movie on nothing, on setting up these leads and then proving that they lead nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, he like interviews people that like, yeah, I sold Kurt Cobain a sandwich once.
Well, like I was in the room when he did heroin.
That's like the closest connection.
Yeah. No, but I did like when he talked to her dad, Courtney's dad, and Courtney's dad hates her.
Well, so
well, Courtney's dad, who she hasn't been in touch with since she was like 5.
Oh,
so
really?
Like, yeah, he wasn't in her life at all. So it's like he's
lucky.
Irrelevant.
Well, I'll tell you my single one favorite scene of that movie is that he tracks down Kurt Cobain's girlfriend before Courtney Love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Goes to he gives this whole build up like, you know, they were very close and Courtney Love just pried him away from her and all that. Goes to the house, makes a big production of the house, knocks on the door, there's nobody there. And that's it. That's the
he
end of the scene.
No, well, he left it in. But that's true.
He's
but
like, fuck it.
He does
nice
actually
house.
He does eventually talk to the girl. And he was like, you know, oh, this girl like really motivated Kurt to like start Nirvana, and he actually wrote about a girl. And then there's like a montage, and then he's like, this is where we would play about a girl, but we couldn't get the rights because Courtney Love wouldn't allow it.
Just
so clearly, she killed him.
Just imagine the song playing here.
Just hit play right now.
No, wait, you missed it. Huh? Go back, rewind, play it now, play it now.
Yeah. Great, really great stuff. And El Duce is in it, who is the, I don't know, he was in The Mentors. I don't know if he was the singer.
Is
or
he
whatever.
Dead now, too?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Courtney Love killed El Duce. There you
dead?
Have it.
Yeah, he's totally, he died like a few years ago.
Oh.
And The Mentors, by the way, were just like a gimmick white power band. Like, I don't know if they were really white power, but
they're basically the band Sean would have been in if he could have been in a band.
Yeah. If he had, like, 50 more pounds
except
on.
Except less pussy.
El Duce,
oh.
The lead singer of Ziploc Colostomy Bag.
Plenty knew Kurt Cobain. Budge was really 5 at the time of his death. No, you were 5.
Right. I was 5 years old in 1994.
Yeah.
But El Duce was like a poor man's version of G.G. Allin. He sucked terribly.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, Courtney Love gave off of me $100,000 to kill Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, I did it, man. Oh, whatever, man. I don't care.
He's probably friends with him.
He didn't
anyway.
Even eat his own feces on the stage either.
Yeah,
what kind of pussy is that?
He is pussy. I don't know. That wasn't.
That was all right.
All right.
By the way, that was Luke breathing loudly to prove that he was still on the air.
Hi, Luke.
People in the chat room don't believe
him. Hi, Luke.
Luke, did you call in with any other information from Australia?
I got a question for Sean.
Question for Sean.
Question for Sean.
What's up?
I got a license pipe with metal insulation.
Sean, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, you can use it.
So, I think you said something about a metal injection dick slap.
I said, yeah, you can use it. What?
I got to ask you a question.
Yeah, okay. Ask it, man.
Okay, I said I need to lay some pipe with you because you're a metal injection sexpert, and that was the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Lay some pipe with a metal injection sexpert.
I don't think you're using that phrase exactly right.
Yeah. Close enough.
Yes.
So anyway, oh, by the way, slow my China, they're Giants fans. So, all
right.
I need relationship advice.
Yeah, lay it on.
Okay, so there's like three chicks that I'm caught up between, and one of them hell wants my dick,
yep.
But she's kind of rank, and oh. Then
picture.
One of them, I'm not sure, but she's hell hot, and then one of them... One of them, I've liked her for ages, and she's like, I don't want to go out with you, just wait. Which one should I do?
You aim high and go with the one that says just wait, but have a one-night stand with the rank one. And then also, if the wait one never comes around, take number two.
Thank you very much.
Could I throw in my advice there?
Nope.
Definitely.
Sure.
Go for it, too.
Bone the rank one. So you got something going in the meantime. Go for the hot one. The one that says just wait. Completely forget about her. She will only start wanting you once you've completely forgotten about
That's
her.
That's true.
And she sees that you're boning these other two chicks.
You have to...
No. She
don't
won't
actually
you
wait.
If she knows that you're boning the rank one. That'll be like, really? I'm
not
going to get with
no,
that shit.
No. She'll, if she cares at all,
you
she'll
know,
rescue
that. Sometimes that works in your favor. It does, Sean.
The rank one goes to a different school. She doesn't know
it. I'm hot. Why is he banging that girl?
Yeah.
I have to compete now.
Like, a girl's going to be like, I'm hot after he stuck his dick in that land monster.
Well, no,
I want that
well,
dick in
wait,
me.
Are we talking
wait,
about a
hold on.
Crack
no,
addicted
no.
lure? Or, I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah, send us some Facebook links. In the chat. Put them in
right,
the chat.
All right, okay. Is she more Kathy Bates or Helen Mirren? What are we talking here?
I have no idea who they are.
All right, cool. No, like when you
is
say
she
rank,
Olivia Newton-John or Natalie Imbruglia? You got to talk in his language.
It's the only
thing. Not Dundee or that other guy that got killed.
Nicole
yeah.
Kidman. Nicole Kidman before plastic surgery or Nicole Kidman after plastic surgery?
Wait, which
I don't
one?
Know what rank means? Like, does she have disease or is she just not good looking?
Does she have
she's just like she's all right, but she's kind of a weird person and she's stalked me.
I see.
But is
so
that, she,
the
no, body-wise, is it good-looking?
Yeah, but she's just like a weird person. That's what I sort of meant by rank. She's
that's
like, all right.
Amazing. Crazy girls are really good.
Yeah, but there's a lot of baggage to that, though. A lot of times
you
got to
find out what
school,
kind of
whatever. What kind of baggage could there possibly
be?
It's just all about the four F's. Come on, let's be serious. Four F's. Find them, finger them, fuck them, forget them. Right, guys? Am I right?
In public.
Am I right? High fives all around.
How long were you waiting to say
high
that?
High fives all around.
Can you practice that in front of the mirror?
It's all about the four F's. Find them, fuck them. Yeah. Wait, no. Find them, finger them. Find them, finger them. Fuck them.
In the park.
Forget them.
All in the park.
No, okay. It was
in public.
Let's all back up. Because when you said that she was rank, I thought that you meant that she was like a fuggo. That was just easy. So if you're saying that she actually is good looking, she's just weird, that...
Okay, wait. Sean.
Yes. What?
Do you know who I am on Facebook?
No.
Do you know who
Do
you have any Luke. Idea? Don't you have just one friend named Luke on Facebook?
I don't know. Do I?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, look.
I'm Luke W. I start with W, my last name.
I know who he is.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
We're all going to
okay,
look.
Go on my wall. On my wall and look what she posted.
Okay.
What's her name?
Don't blow the girl up like that.
Oh, yeah, I knew this was Luke.
I'm not going to say her name. I'm not going to say her name. Don't
okay.
say her name.
They can just read your profile and see who said what.
Hold on. We're looking at her shit. All right, anywho. But, loading user info.
All right, let's not. All right, no, let's move on.
I got it.
I don't want to read what the girl said, though.
No. I'm
just see what it looks like. All right,
so
like,
let's
yeah.
take the let's take the next call while we do that.
All right, thanks for calling.
Wait, no, wait. Keep Luke on hold.
Luke,
put me
on
hold.
Put me
on hold.
Who else do we have?
Area code 603.
603. What's your name and where are you from? 603.
If you're
what
anyone
your name,
who
you
called
from?
Our show and you're not Luke, say hello.
Why are you not talking to us? Why are you not talking to us?
All right.
call.
Thank you.
Good call.
What?
Who is that?
What happened?
Did you hang up on them just
now?
Yeah.
We got Luke back on.
Is it this Tasha person, Luke? Is that who you're talking about? Who's listening? It's not like she's listening to the show.
It's irresponsible, man.
All right, this is great.
That girl didn't
great
call the show.
Look,
oh, yeah, here's a
go,
photo of a bunch of bros.
Go with Sid's advice. Sid gave you the best advice.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. She looks sort of like Holly Hunter.
I would do it. Like I said, Luke, go for the crazy one. At least just get some action in the sack.
You know, these are all high
bit
school girls,
but,
right?
Yeah, but you got to make sure what kind of crazy she is. If she's going to be like one of those ones that latch onto you, make your life living hell, and like whatever, or
right,
if just kind of like a loopy kind of artist chick, that's fine. You know, that's fine. But like if she's going to make you,
gosh,
you know.
She looks like she's 11 years old.
What does it
what's
matter
going on here?
You're advising this guy to rape an 11-year-old.
They go to school
who
together.
Who said rape?
Statutory rape.
Make sure it's consensual.
You don't know what
her
the rules are.
Her blonde friend is better looking. Is that the good looking one you're going for, her blonde friend?
Oh, yeah. The blonde one on the far right of her profile.
I'm very disturbed by this comment.
Oh, right.
With the braces.
Somebody else.
Who's the one in the help for sure?
Can we go to music?
Anywho, wait. So anyway, wait, Luke. Yeah. So Sid and Noah said, ignore the one that tells you to wait. So she'll come to you, but aim for that second one. But get as much banging and laying pipe in with that third one as possible.
Just
the 11-year-old.
Look, just wait for them to get their braces off. Also.
No.
Wait
no
a few years.
So it was exciting to get
that
one of your pubic hairs caught in a brace and braces.
Mm-hmm.
Never?
You?
No?
Shoot me. I don't think I was ever with a girl with braces.
You've never had your pubic hair taut, like just torn out by braces before?
They're long. They're not long enough to jump out of my pants into some random girl's mouth.
Oh, okay.
There you have it, folks.
All right. We have another call.
Some more great advice.
That's what we're here for.
Great advice.
All right. Here we go. It's the popo on
No, one. I think you're accidentally liking this girl's photos. But watch out with your arm there.
You elbow like somebody?
No, I didn't.
Noah likes the 11-year-old.
No, you couldn't.
Damn it, Luke. I hate you. I think I did accidentally like her
so
photo.
Come on. So who do we have on the line?
Someone who's calling from area code 914.
914. Who's there?
I'm here.
What's your name
great
and where are you from?
My name is Dan. I'm from New York.
Hello.
Dan?
Hello. Dan.
Ten?
Ben.
Ben.
It's Ben. All right, we got that out of the
what's
way
up, Ben?
All right, well, my band has been searching for a band name for about 10 months now.
Okay. 10 months of band name searching.
And we have not gone anywhere.
All right, thank you for your call.
Try magenta placenta.
Well, no,
yeah,
no. Sean's not using a Ziploc
colostomy bag that's available.
What kind of locky cocky?
Ham
kind of
sandwich.
Let's
so
ask
Sean
him what
can't
kind of
say it properly.
Papa No Molesto.
Confused. What kind of band are we talking about?
I mean, we got a bunch of different styles, but we have one kid who's really into like progressive underground black metal shit, and we got another kid who's more into like not so underground stuff.
But what does the music sound like?
Like
though?
Creed.
So here's an idea for a band name: Five Finger Emperor.
That sucks.
It's a little black metal, a little mainstream. Five Finger Emperor Silence.
Why is everything got to be fingers with these, Rob?
Yeah. In public.
Umbalila Google.
Umbalila Google. Split and Run. That should be your.
That's actually
your
a good
band name.
Yeah, just go through all our episode titles.
Yeah, whatever
one
episode title.
Lob.
I mean, we were thinking about Meat Hook Sodomy, but then we thought that might not be so good.
No, I
no,
like it.
You guys should do Smoldering Bones. Take that one. Go.
So that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah,
how about call
it
yourselves Ozzy Osbourne?
I think that's taken.
As a band, though? It's taken as a person.
The Ozzy Osbourne band.
Yeah.
You could sue for
the Ozzy Osbournes.
Well, there's a band called Danny Tanner.
Ozzy and the Osbournes.
Something like that.
You would probably do like Fozzy and the Osbournes.
Sure.
There's already a band called Fozzy.
No, Fozzy and the Osbournes?
Okay.
How about like Lou Reed and Metallica? Have
yeah
you tried that?
Metallica?
I am the table.
I am the table.
That's me. I am the table. I like it.
Or I Maturikas. We didn't pull that fucking clip last week.
Oh,
because you are Rusa.
I am Rusa. Hey, Maturikas.
Hi. All right. We should.
Wait, no, we have more calls.
Wait.
More calls.
Thanks for calling in, Ben. I hope we helped you out.
Go with Smoldering Bones.
Ben, hopefully I'll see you at the CMJ showcase we're throwing next Friday with Kvelertek and Skveletinvich.
Are you going to come?
Are you going to come to our scene?
I would like to come, but unfortunately I'm going to see Silent Office instead. So, well, not next week, but that's the other show that I'm opting for.
What show?
Money.
I'm opting for Silosis.
I don't know what that is.
Silosis?
Yeah.
That's like a liver disease, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that the same day?
Is that Psyopis?
No, Silosis.
He said it's later.
Do they
but
tour together?
Psyopis and Silosis.
No, it's later, but I have a limit on the cap on shows.
Rob, guest list them.
Listen, put your parents on the line.
Guest list them.
Wait, Rob, don't you need another opener for that show?
No.
Don't you want your band to open up for you?
Yeah. It's going to be the Ozzy Osbourne band.
The Bill Attack. It's at Club Europa, which is a Polish dance club slash venue.
Yep.
And
the waitresses are hot.
What they do is they double
massive
book.
Jugs.
They double book the nights, especially the Friday and Saturday nights, where they have a show, an early show, which is our show, from 6:30 to 11, and then at 11 it's Polish dance night.
What weekend is this?
It's
next
Friday.
Friday. You better be there.
1 week from this.
Yeah,
Friday.
Fuck your show. I want to see the polka.
Vanessa's coming.
I'm going to go see Paula Venus instead.
So we have one more caller.
One more caller. Then we'll take a music
break.
Okay,
it's area code 503.
503, you're on the air.
Marta!
Sid.
Who is this? What's your name?
She's calling.
Yeah. Sid was having a very artistic philosophical discussion about how he doesn't want to say murder too much. Yeah, I don't want it to be the Jay Walker of the show. I don't want to do it too much.
You got to spread it out.
Give us one.
Was this discussed earlier in the show?
Yeah, but it could be your did I do that?
Oh no. Is that better? So wait, what's your name, caller? Where are you from?
James Portland.
James Portland from where?
Portland, Oregon.
James Portland from Portland. Nice.
What a cool.
There you go.
What's up, James?
Nada. I had a question for you fellas. I guess maybe Noah as well. Have you ever been relaxing?
Have you ever been?
And somebody calls on the phone?
Yes.
And maybe it's somebody who's like... Some chick that you're stuck in the friend zone with, kind of a thing, and you're like, oh, well, may as well chat and relax.
Whoa. You're saying you maintained a conversation with this girl that you liked while masturbating?
Yeah.
Sure.
Did you think
if
about
you know it's never, I mean, if it's never going to happen, and you're like, well, here's an opportunity presenting itself on a platter.
Asking you about like math homework, and you're
yeah,
like
what was the question?
Yeah, multiplication.
It doesn't matter as long as she's got like a sexy voice or whatever. Who cares? Blab on. I'll just be like, uh huh. Oh really?
Well, what if she does?
Oh.
Are you okay? You sound like you're a little.
Wait. So what? What was the conversation about?
Oh, I have no idea. This is something I did like years ago when I was a younger man.
Uh-huh. How old are you now?
I'm not one of the tykes that call in and like kind of mumble and ask for sex advice or anything like that.
Very articulate.
You can if you want to.
Yeah.
Well, oh, really?
I feel like it requires concentration to listen to the conversation and like interact. Mm-hmm. And focus on masturbating. It can't be done.
So
asking Rob.
It's true.
But
so like you've never had like the roommate that was getting way more, puss than you, and like you like stuck
Rob,
in and like listened at the door or something like that.
Guilty. Yep. You said you used to hear Sid banging through the wall, right?
Yes. I would hear Sid.
All right. What was that like? Can you please tell us?
On them.
Really?
That's his specialty.
That's right.
That's his thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Sid's a serviceman.
Mm.
Yeah. I handle my biz.
Do you do it the same to every girl or do you feel them out? What do you do?
You got to feel them out. You got to see
what do you moan or do you just breathe heavy?
I guess breathe heavy. I'm pretty quiet.
I don't like that.
Until the very end.
I like to say the Spanish alphabet.
Go ahead. Let's
wait, what do you mean until the very end? And then what?
Yeah.
When
I come, I...
You turn into the Hulk?
I say, like, oh, fuck, or something. I don't know.
Mash.
Yeah.
Hulk.
Mash.
Wait, are you
like
a...
Like apathetic Hulk?
Are you an eater that fondles the tits while eating, or are you using the hands on, like, the clit and the butthole?
Shocker. A little shocker.
Usually I either just grab onto the legs hard, or I'm working the tits.
Mm. I like to
I don't
do,
need
I
all
like
the
to
extra,
do one of each.
I don't need the extra bells and whistles to get the job done.
Oh, whoa.
No, you got any bells and whistles in your
school?
Do you like 69?
Yeah. Beef and broccoli. What are
like
we talking about?
No, not off the Chinese food menu.
Oh, I
would never
position.
Get off the Chinese food menu.
What?
You would never do
yeah.
the Chinese food menu.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, give me paper cuts.
You hate Asian people.
Well, I don't even get that joke. It just went a little too far.
Oh, you mean if you rubbed against the menu, you would get a paper cut. I get it now.
Do you go on top or bottom?
When?
No, you're doing 69.
Like a
what do you
strangler.
Prefer?
I'm not going to go on top. Yeah. Then balls dangling on forehead. Nobody wants that. No.
A little teabag action.
Some
like,
people do want that.
Well, you don't like your you don't like your balls in the girl's mouth? A little ball action?
Why? Can I ask you, why do you care if your balls are dangling?
I feel bad.
Bad? Bad about what? What kind of man are you?
Somebody's head
the girl's putting your stinky, just disgusting penis in her mouth. What does
yeah,
it matter
the
if your
balls are
like
even
right
worse?
Her
why are the balls worse? Why is
what
that,
is
yeah,
it's
like, you're putting, you're putting her
looser
gross?
Meat.
Don't you
it's
take
looser
a shower before
you want to talk about
not
loose
always.
Meat? What about the roast beef that you're sticking your mouth in?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
that was really gay.
Very loose.
That was really gay.
What about the roast beef? Think of the roast beef.
You put your mouth on a vagina.
Gross,
dripping mess.
Those smelly fish cunts.
Yeast in there. You could bake bread in that thing.
No, thank you.
Who knows what's in there?
Did you douche yet? And then when they expand, what is this? The Red Sea?
When she has a baby?
You're fucking a girl while she has a baby?
No, keep it in. Keep it in.
What? Am I the only one?
That's the baby.
Stabbing the baby
sometimes,
in the head.
Sometimes public top. Means a delivery room.
Right. Do you?
And that's why that girl left her glasses at your mouth.
I figured some girls in a hospital.
True.
It's true.
In the burn ward?
I just walked into the burn ward.
He just mashed around the
like,
loose
just,
clit. It's now somewhere like on his shoulder. He fucked up a skin graft.
Just push it into the skin carton and like a curtain and just rub it.
You signed your name on her back in finger.
Oh, that was like nails on a chalkboard.
It's like you know when you like overcook a burger and there's like the char on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then just remove.
Did you
remove,
chip some off?
Remove the
taste
most pussy yeah. char. Oh,
Pussy char. That's a good band name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Beef curtains, as someone said in the chat.
Charred beef curtains. I like them.
All right, let's
wait.
Get.
But I want to sort of the question that he had about the jerking off while someone
calls
on the phone.
Have you ever done that?
No, I prefer the being on the phone while you're getting a blowjob. I think is a funnier experience. Like, especially talking to your folks or something. While, like, your
or like while you're banging.
Yeah, or that too.
It's only if
that
you're banging Bob Hope.
Don't you guys turn your fucking phones off when
you're... No, this is like back
sometimes
in college.
Sometimes urgent.
No, it was like
sometimes
before.
There's urgent business to tend to.
Well, mine was in college before there was cell phones, so it was just like, it would ring, and I was like, it'd be anybody.
No, the only urgent business you have is to suck the dick.
Wait, I don't know. That could be anybody. How does that make it better?
Yeah,
that
could be the cable company.
It makes it a little more exciting than I'm fucking banging the shit out of some broad and I'm...
No wonder she put hot sauce
company.
In your dick hole.
Yeah,
I'm busy on the phone.
Was it a rotary phone as well?
Yes. Yes, it was. No, it was
picture.
One of those like hamburger phones.
Chicago
didn't
get push-button phones until like
hamburger?
90s.
Yeah.
Everything's in the shape of a hamburger.
No, it was actually one of those stand-up... California raisin statues when he held the phone on the
side. Yes. Yes, I love the California raisin.
Or it was one of those shitty see-through phones. You can see all the wires
yeah,
and stuff inside.
Yeah,
I had a Bart Simpson phone when I was a little kid, and it was him like sitting. And then when you pick it up, the phone is his butt. Like his backside opens up and you talk.
He's
talking into
gay.
His ass.
That's kind of gay.
That's pedo. That's not just gay.
So you'll put Bart Simpson's ass on your face.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you don't want your balls anywhere near your girl's face.
He doesn't mind dirtying himself. He just doesn't want the girl to
see. I see. You don't
the thing with me is I sweat a lot. No
who
matter
doesn't?
What the temperature is, no matter what I'm doing, I get quite sweaty usually.
Uh-huh.
So, like, if
But maybe.
But you know, no girl, no matter how dirty and filthy, wants ball sweat dripping on her neck.
That's not true at all.
Unless she's getting paid to have it happen.
No, Noah, feel this.
I would probably enjoy it.
Ball sweat dripping on your face.
Balls.
I have had, so many girls that like man.
I like
essence.
Every liquid that comes out of a man.
Yep, like pee pee.
It's dirty.
I don't
girls
know if I'd
dirty.
Be able to
respect
whoa,
whoa, hold on. Guy on the phone. Are you masturbating?
Oh my god!
No, he's
all a giant ruse.
Actually, I had to restart the phones because they were a little fuzzy. And
did you have a premature goodbye?
I didn't goodbye him.
We didn't. We weren't even allowed to get him off.
Well, maybe he can call back.
That was cumception right there. All right.
Well, don't we have some more clips?
Let's play one more clip and then get to a music break, because it's getting a little late.
Everybody form a circle jerk, says Morbid Toaster. We will in the music break.
Sid's going to eat the cracker.
Yum.
All right, since we're talking about Lou Reed and Metallica, they're actually...
the king of transitions.
They're actually...
I thought you were going to say the king of transsexuals, but
at the,
right.
at the live Occupy Livecast.
Shut up!
Fucking homos. All right, here's Lou Reed.
What were you saying, Sean?
That was rude.
I am the candlestick. Settle down, James. I have been to protest since the 60s because I am an old man. And let me tell you, I actively despise the live cast. They are the table, and we are the chairs. And no one can sit at the table without the chairs. And the chairs are made of wood. And if someone has a fire or a flame or a lighter, those chairs will be on fire. And today I propose we put the chairs on fire. Does anyone have any fuel?
I am the fire. I am the fuel. I am the gasoline.
Oh, so that's what smells.
Yeah!
This is Shlomo, and you are listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
Perish at my gate. This is Chuck Blandington. I apologize if my announcements haven't been up to par lately. My dumbass neighbor has been moving bricks around his yard and screaming motherfucker at the top of his lungs all night. I haven't slept in a week. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
Hello. I'm Chuck. One, two, three into the foe. Phil Anselmo and Vinnie Paul are at your door. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. And for the love of God, don't open the door for those coked up weirdos. The Metal Injection live cast returns now.
All right, we're back for half hour number four of the Metal Injection live cast.
Something like that.
And I think it's time we do something that we haven't done in seemingly forever. And it's one of my favorite.
Wait, before we do that, we have a caller.
Oh, fine.
So we don't have to stop the show every time there's a
yes.
caller.
She's the producer.
Okay.
What do we have on the line here?
It's totally worth it.
Giant handicap.
Yeah.
Turn your speakers down.
I'm glad we derailed the show for that.
Caller 718.
Last chance.
Hey, Shlomo.
Jackass.
3, 2, 1.
I'm really, really glad that we delayed.
Nobody told you to listen to
my
me.
Favorite segment for that wonderful caller.
Ratchet or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or
trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
All right, so
thrash it.
Since we haven't played it in a while, the rules are simple. We take your unsigned bands that we get either in the chat or through emails that I've gotten or through the forum.
Yeah, the forum. Huh?
Phone.
Or if you call us, that's ultimate priority. At 646, thanks, Sean, 929-1357.
Phone!
Phone!
Man.
Sean, say thrash it.
Thrash it.
Thrash it.
Trash it.
Trash
it.
Trash
it.
Trash
it. Trash it. Trash it.
Trash
it. Thanks, Lobo. Yeah, so let's start with a band in the chat. Somebody give us a band. Go. Somebody gonna get banned.
Well, you also didn't finish reading the rules.
Oh, what are the? Oh,
which is that if all five of us thrash something, you win something.
That's right. After we listen to your song, we all get our opinion.
Don't get excited because it's not gonna happen. Sid's gonna
Sid,
thrash everything.
Sid is like the French judge.
Right.
Like super.
You mean the East German judge?
East German and French judge.
Sid is East German and French, by the way. Yes. Coincidentally. Well, you know, I mean, Sid has
so
been known
a
to like things, so. Sid's liked things before.
On Facebook, yeah. Maybe.
No, he's liked a couple of. It's very hard, I agree, but.
It's possible.
He can do it. You can do it if you pick something
Sid
really
Sid likes to look at his bunghole. We learned that on the show.
Yeah,
well,
check it out
I did
to see
it
if
once.
It's bleeding or anything.
Yeah. What are you going to go with there? You got a few funny names.
Crack Dust.
Crack Dust.
Sock and the Faggots.
That's not kind of a. I've heard that name before.
All right, let's. I think Sock and the Faggots.
Morbid Toaster says we already played that.
Yeah, I remember. I remember that one. Crack Dust. It is.
Crack Dust.
Crack Dust.
Can we afford shipping to Australia if we all like it?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Metal Injection has the budget.
I think it has to go on a boat.
Genre is death metal / metal.
Oh.
They're on an indie label. Core Rio Dick.
Oh, I like it.
So,
you sure it's not Korea Dick?
It's already good. Korea Dick was Rob's nickname in high school.
How's this?
He had this weird yellowing of the skin. Only on your dick.
No, you had a John
really into the
Dick.
Fucking mustard jars.
Soko today. I have Korea
I
Dick. Hey, Maturikos. You are Ruza. The songs are Breeding the Undead.
No.
Subliminal Sorrow.
Oh, God.
No.
Ruptured.
If you want to win, no. Don't play Subliminal Sorrow. Because
Desecrate or Fate.
He says play Desecrate.
Desecrate is their most played track at 4,100 in plays. 100 end plays.
Good English, Rob.
Me English.
You are Rusa.
Here we go. Oh, this was recorded in the thrash, in the trash can where St. Anger was recorded.
Yeah.
I hear it in mono now.
Yeah.
I'm not getting enough right channel in my headphones.
Sounds like a breeze.
Pick
a
it up.
Breeze.
It's very low. Can this get higher? I want to fully embrace this bucket.
Yeah.
It just departed. Alright, what do we think? What do we think?
I thought it was very generic, and the vocals did not add anything.
The riff was okay. It wasn't the worst thing I ever heard, but no. Trash it.
I actually liked the vocals and could see promise in them, but the rest of it was just garbage. Like, whatever they're using, electronic drums or whatnot, just sounded like crap.
Crap.
I don't know if that I even need to be asked.
Do you want to provide your own buzzer?
Yeah.
Exactly. Awful.
Yeah. Thank you, Sid.
Stop putting the mic to your ass. You're going to get pink eye.
Yep.
Noah, what did you think?
I didn't like it one bit. I didn't like the singing at all, so I trash it.
My advice would be to invest in a better recording, even if you can only afford to...
and originality.
...get one song, because the fact that it sounds terrible makes it really hard to hear the unoriginal music that you guys are playing. So I trash it.
That was pretty awful.
That is a 5 out of 5 trash.
We should win something for that, too. That's hard to do.
No, they should send us a prize.
Yeah. Usually one of us likes something.
Crack dust is trash. All right, so that's crack dust.
Someone on the line. Let's see.
Who do we have on the line?
It's probably Luke.
It's Luke.
Yeah,
Luke. Luke.
You better be sorry.
Did you
I have a band for you.
I bet you do.
You better be hitting number 3 already.
Who do we have?
It's in the chat.
It's in the chat.
Okay.
How do you pronounce that?
I have no idea. I'd say Avera.
Avera.
Do we really trust him to pronounce it properly anyway?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to
play Avera. This is my friend's band.
It's not Avera.
You don't know
how to pronounce your own friend's band?
Sorry?
Should be sorry.
Louder. Oh, God.
Sounded like Slipknot.
I dig my fingers into my eyes. So I'll go first. I've heard of this band. Their name is August Burns Red. This is just, like, totally derivative. I don't know. There's a lot of bands that sound like this, and I'm totally over it. So I trash it.
Yeah. I'm with you. I have nothing to add to that. It's very, it's always these derivative, like, generalized sounding. It always sounds like something else. But I guess if they sounded original, they'd be signed, right?
There you go. Well, they're from Australia, too.
Okay.
Sean, your favorite band?
Of all time. No, I don't like it. But I could really see how a lot of kids would probably get into this band. You know, that whole Suicide Silence and Sweep Do band and fucking crap.
That's why you do Thrash It.
Yes.
Because everyone else would like it.
I hate it. But I could see how these guys could probably get really big.
That's as charitable as he's going to get, all right? Mild thrash. Trash. Luke, let me ask you a question. How old are the members of this band?
Well, I'd say they are 5 years older than me, so they're 20.
20. I guess they're 20. It's not that bad.
Well, I was going to say if they're like high school kids, then you can only expect them to be derivative because it's probably their first band and you're not, like, super creative right
out of
the box.
Maybe they were left back.
All right.
They recorded it in high school.
Okay, so I mean, like when you start out, you're always gonna sound like your influences, and then the more you play together, you develop.
Band.
Yeah, for a young band, if this was something that Rob played during one of his shitty music breaks, I wouldn't bat an eyelash.
Yeah.
It sounds just like that stuff. So
what?
I will thrash it just based on that.
Oh,
based
right.
on
wow.
the extenuating circumstances around it.
Sid has so far given the only thrash of this session.
I always go against the grain.
Turn of the mind.
You're a contrarian.
You know, there's something about it that I just don't mind. I like Unearthed, and I guess this is kind of reminiscent of them. So I'm also going to thrash it.
Wow. I am shocked right now.
That might be the first time me and Noah have agreed.
No.
That's
agreed on
really
the
rare.
All right, well, you got two thrashes.
Luke, congratulations.
Oh, guys.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks so much.
Oh, I think it's
wait.
A part that I will
What's
link.
Up? This is going to be my last call for a few months because I've got to go back to school. So can I have a Hetfield?
Okay. How many Hetfields do you want?
I'll give you a few.
We
there
salute you.
You
don't
know
that! You got that Hetfield super big.
Determines my death style.
I'll give the Nerner the game.
Yeah.
All right, and here's what you're looking for.
Round of applause for Lucas.
Well, this year,
the past 3 weeks, those were great calls. Great fucking calls.
All right.
Yay.
Thank you, Luke.
And we have more calls.
All right, let's take another caller. Who do we have?
Someone from 718.
718 in the hizzy.
Trying again.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on? Who is this?
Hey, hello. Papaya.
Gotta turn your speaker down.
Who is this?
It's Vale of Papaya.
Oh, Vale of Papaya. What's up, dude?
I got a band in the message, in the chat, called Lycavia Flame.
I don't believe you.
Post it again.
Yeah, and lower your speaker.
We don't want to scroll.
All right.
Oh, wait, I found it.
Well, I posted it again. So.
All right. So what song should I play?
I feel for the first one, Land Where Sympathy Is There. That's the most played one. So.
All right. This band is from Prague.
So would you call this Prague rock?
Damn it!
I win.
Very much Prague.
Wonk, wonk.
I like it already.
The only kind of prog rock I like is...
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's the Gypsy Kings.
Baila, 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 baila!
Got that Middle Eastern flair to it.
Yeah, with blasty.
Mamboleo, mamboleo.
That's not Middle Eastern.
The Middle Eastern part of Mexico.
Yeah. All right, I get it. We get to the lyrics at least.
Suavemente, bésame.
Someone named W is really angry that he thinks that we've played this before.
Unbelievable.
He's very pissed off.
There's some change up in the net.
Falafel core. That's Shankletown.
So, Sid, what do you think of this?
It was lame.
Let's see if we say the same things about it, than if we already did this.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Noah.
Oops.
Crash. Thank you. Did we hear
what
the guy sounds like?
Now?
Yeah.
I mean,
you can't remember every shitty band that we play on here. I'm sorry, W.
So, Noah, what do you think?
I like it because it reminded me of the Middle East.
That's all it takes with Noah. I also liked it because, yeah, I liked just the mix of influences. And at least they're trying to do something somewhat original, so I also thrashed that bitch.
All right, I'll give it 1 point up for being original and 4 points down for sounding like a horrific mess of shit that I can't even identify as music.
You just don't have the ear for it, Jack.
No. Yes, you're right.
It's your fault. You don't understand the Persian.
You don't.
The Persian lifestyle. You don't get
Prague.
It.
I am.
Maybe they moved there.
They're from the Czech Republic.
From Lebanon.
The Czech Republic is closer to Russia than it is to Iran.
But they're playing Iranian music.
They're from Uzbekistan or whatever.
Uzbekistan was part of the Soviet Union. The leader of this band, the lead singer, is a mullah. I don't know if you heard. Well, I trash it.
All right, Sean.
I hate the ethnic bullshit.
Shocking.
I hate like that foreigner.
If
crap.
It ain't from America. Yeah.
And I hate when it started trying to be all like epic and triumphant. Mm-hmm. But like for just a straight grind in the middle, that sounds like a mess. It doesn't sound like music. I loved it.
So, see, Sean has a refined palate.
Overall answer was?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Mild thrash.
Okay.
He's gold thrashing. So that's 3 out of 5. Not bad. Alpha 5, congratulations.
Close, but no cigar.
Wait,
for you.
Sid went first?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Not a
All right, so do we have any more callers, or should I take a random one from the chat?
Do that Collider Slays.
Collider.
Is that Pig Latin?
Yeah, we haven't done band camp in a while.
From the old Morbid Toaster. Okay, so there's Tundra, Crusher of Suns, and Tyson of Boa.
Suns.
Yeah, Crusher of Suns. Wait, S-U-N-S
yeah.
or S-O?
Multiple
Suns. Oh, that's
I thought
it was S-O-N-S.
Yeah. Sun Crusher.
That would be a good band name, Sean.
Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Stepping on some cum.
Touched by an uncle.
That's Rob's forthcoming memoir.
Touched by an Iranian uncle.
A Persian uncle.
Does this chair break on you now,
yeah.
Sean?
Yeah. Touched by a Persian.
He's got batter.
Goddamn. Like a Persian.
I only met my
like
Persian uncle
Persian.
Once.
Like a
Persian.
What?
Hey! Where did that come from? Is that not?
Touched batter.
Sean, just stand for the rest of the show. Our chair broke. You're punished. Get in the corner.
Can I bring the microphone?
Yeah.
I warmed it up for you.
Is this cynic?
Yeah. Is this really? I mean, can we fast forward?
Come on, Morbid Toaster. What the hell?
Let's get to the meat of the song.
No,
there
let's
it
get
is.
Into the
I can't remember anything.
Like an ice cream van.
Italianite?
Yeah. Your favorite.
Please follow Bland Injection on Twitter and MI Livecast.
I'm digging it.
Macedonian.
Finally. Something I can listen to.
I just realized it's not, but there was someone named D'Lo Brown's chest plate in the chat. That's the best name since Hiro Matsuda.
Wow. Yeah, now I really like it.
Collider. It's Collider Clays. Bandcamp.com.
Where are they from? You just turned into Virus and the what was that? Morning Zoo.
Virus
team?
And the Gorilla.
Virus and the Gorilla.
That's Collider.
Hey Collider, where'd they come up with that name, huh? You could follow them at
ColliderClays.bandcamp.com.
Right. Darren, why don't you go first?
I would say that I was really digging the band. I like the riff. I like how the band sounds. I hate the fucking vocals.
Oh, wow.
I wish they would just... Bands like this would just sing like melodically, like you can do it with an edge, you know, it doesn't have to be.
Well, that's like a pet peeve of yours, right? Like,
but like at the same time, like for example, someone mentioned this sounds like Randy Blythe, sounds like Lamb of God-ish, which is a band that I really love despite the vocals, doesn't detract enough from the band.
So you don't like the vocals of Lamb of God?
No, but hate them. But I love Lamb of God nonetheless. But this also, I feel it's still good enough for me to enjoy it in spite of the vocals. So I'll give it a very, very mild thrash. But get a good singer, please. Obnoxious.
John, I'm going to say the exact opposite. Because this band makes me happy because I get so mad when I listen to Baroness and the music is so good, but he sings like a fucking pussy. And like I always wanted like the singer Weed Eater to sing for Baroness, and this kind of like meets that.
In what way does he sing like a pussy? I don't know that I've ever heard Baroness.
It's all like it's all triumphant and harmonizing, and you know, all kind of like you know, smooth
I
vocals.
Like that.
And
there's nothing wrong with that.
So it's
well,
more
no,
pussy to
wrong
sound like everyone
it?
Else.
What?
It's less pussy to when you sound like everyone else.
Like really, there's less people singing
like
smoothly than
based
there are.
On this show, yeah.
Yeah,
I just mean in life in general. Like, yeah. There was a time, sometimes, like, with Mastodon, like, I
so
liked when they'd yell a little
if
more.
If you're gifted
than,
with a nice voice, you're supposed to just hide it under that sludge just because?
Yes, because then you're a sellout.
That's lame.
So what do you
all
I'm
saying, my personal taste is I don't,
nah.
Clean just gets old for me after a while.
So you thrash it?
I do. I really do. I would listen to this.
No. Wrong one.
He sounded so negative. I just wanted, I assumed. I anticipated it.
I actually enjoyed it. Here's the thing. With the vocals. I did not like the vocals, but they were crappy in a different way than usual. Like, it sounded different in and off from the regular Cookie Monster bullshit that, while I disliked it, I didn't dislike it as much.
Because
it was unique sounding in that growl. So, and the music was really good. So, yeah, thrash. All
right.
Cool.
Noah.
I loved it.
Ooh.
It was so hearty. Meaty.
Tom Hardy.
It was Tom Hardy.
And I thrash it.
Did it make you hardy?
It made me so hardy.
I loved it. I thought it was great. I love the vocals. I think it's a great middle ground from with screaming and clean vocals. Cause you could sort of still make it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the music is great.
Isn't that funny how now that like The bar is set at, I can sort of hear what he's saying. That's a good thing.
No, I feel
I don't
fine.
Care.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really personally read lyrics too much. It's more about like the
music.
Yeah.
Composition.
The flow,
the,
man.
The vocal patterns.
It's hard to hold the lyric sheet when you've got a bong in your hand. You fucking.
Thank you.
How do you know?
Thank you, Sid.
What if he's saying like Jews are the devil or something? You know.
Well, Rob likes Slayer.
Then
he would
be listening to what pain.
I respect his artistic integrity.
Okay.
His nationalistic integrity.
Cool. So that was 4 out of 5.
Was 5 out of 5.
Five out of five.
He won.
I played the wrong sound effect for Sean. He
yeah,
thrashed
5
me.
Out of 5.
You thrashed it?
I did too.
Oh, I thought you thrashed it.
No, you gave a mild thrash.
Now we have to give him a present.
5 out of 5 for Morbid Toaster.
Give one of my old shirts.
I'll send you my used tampon.
Hey, share the wealth.
Wow.
There you have it.
I need to go around.
We have a winner.
Now that's a prize, I feel. Morbid Toaster, send me a private message with your address and I'll send you our list of available giveaway items.
And tampons.
Yeah, and available tampons.
And Sid pubes.
Oh, yeah, we could put that
nice
in the box.
A collection of Sid pubes and tampons.
We'll send you a care package.
Yeah.
It's like a bouquet.
A Merkin.
In that you care about our packages.
A Sid Merkin, a personalized Sid Merkin.
A Merkin.
We'll make sure to pee on the box.
Don't they make Merkins out of, like, head hair, though? Can I just say what a Merkin is?
Yeah.
It's like when people get cancer and their pubes fall out from radiation.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not the only.
That's not the only.
I thought the main use was like Playboy and stuff when the girl was shaved and they didn't want to show pussy lip.
No, it's like medical.
It's medical. Pube beard.
Yeah.
But now it's become a fashion kind of thing, too. Like, I could be hairy tonight and tomorrow I'm not. You know, just like on and off.
Well, anyway, they make them out of head hair, I believe.
So is it like
a merkin, first used in 1617,
wow.
is a pubic
yeah.
wig.
Thanks, Rob. I was about to
They're
ask
really
questions.
Useful for time-traveling hookers.
Merkins were originally worn by prostitutes
there
after shaving their genitalia.
Okay.
But how are they attached to the body?
Spirit
say?
Gum.
They're now used as
rubber
decorative
band.
Items.
Rubber dried jism.
Go to merkinmerch.com. Oh, I see.
You roll some duct tape backwards
ones.
In a loop.
Get a pink one, but how do they attach to the skin? I want to know.
Well, how they get the
sticker?
It's like a sticker, maybe.
It's like the double-sided tape that you put on your boob.
Thumbtack.
Thumbtack.
I like it.
That's how Mick Foley applies his merkin.
So it's just like it's like curtains for your beef.
And I'm proud to be American.
It's like curtains for your beef curtains.
But were the prostitutes back then shaving to get rid of crabs and shit, and they put
Probably.
That back on to look like they didn't?
Yeah.
Or maybe when the guys came all over their pussies, they had the merkin, they just threw it away.
So it's like
yeah.
a bounty.
No, it was a cum catcher.
Oh.
Yeah. It was like laying down a tarp on
it's
the bed.
It comes from, it's a slang term, and it's a corruption of the obsolete word Malkin, meaning lower class woman or mop.
Oh. Ouch. I'm just going to start calling women mop.
Imagine compared to a mop.
Sean is going to change his middle name to Merkin.
Yep.
I think
Sean
Malkin Sean should be your band name.
It was a porno called remember
mop.
Piss Mops?
No, I think I missed that one.
That's from the same guy that does meat holes. I
love that Darren like legitimately thought we'd be like, oh yeah, I totally remember that. Classic series.
No, because I thought I mentioned it.
Guys, right?
I thought I mentioned it, not that you would just know it.
I thought that was like a UPN sitcom.
Piss Mops. Well, Piss Mops. Identical Piss Mops. No, I actually am not into pissing porn at all, but it's always advertised in the same spot as meat holes. So
I think
it's
funny.
I would see it. I've never seen a Piss Mop video. Honest truth, I've never seen one.
Until now, go.
Darren Piss Mop Delgado.
Meat holes, I'll accept. I've never seen a Piss Mop.
I have seen a reverse piss bukkake before, and it's kind of crazy.
Huh. A reverse
it was
piss?
Like a,
mean
yeah,
like
it was
girls
a bunch
pissing
of,
on
a bunch
guy?
Of broads just pissing on a dude. It was like a school.
Was it you?
Yeah, it wasn't he. It wasn't. No, it was like an Asian thing. It was like the school teacher was a dude, and it was like a room full of like little Asian girls in school uniforms. And then, like, they all just kind of pissed on him. It was disgusting.
How long did you get through? For 35 minutes?
3 minutes and 23 seconds. That's all I needed.
And then he...
All right, and I relaxed all over my chest.
Let's take one more thing.
What's Blood Thunder Band?
Was it a Mastodon ripoff?
From Baby Buddha. Name is Blood and Thunder. That's a little...
lame.
Too
wait
recent.
To,
too
we
recent.
Mix it up. All these bands are like the same genre, you know?
Yeah. Give us some more power violence.
Jazz.
Prague.
Jazz metal.
We got
Prague.
Right?
Had
no,
Prague.
Not the country. The music.
No, I wanted to play...
country.
Goat Rape.
I'm sure that
no,
is wonderful.
Didn't. No, I want to play Skull Hazards. That's what I wanted to play.
Okay.
Oh no, I've been trolled.
What, Rick Astley?
What is it?
What's that?
I know what this is. What is it? I like gay porn.
No, this is Shakeltown's
play. Play it. Let's thrash or trash.
No, it's
Nimmer.
Yeah.
This is Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I fucking love Smash Mouth.
Come on, Sean, dance for this.
Give us a James Hetfield version.
This is a really catchy song.
Yeah. The vocals kill it, though.
I definitely thrash this.
Not enough growl.
It's a good middle ground, I feel.
This is exactly what I sound like.
I really
so
hope
get
so.
Ready. Get ready. I'm going to grow out my soul patch over my chin strap. It'll be awesome.
All right. No,
Win. Thrash.
Skull Hazards is the band that I wanted to play.
That's a Skull Buzzards.
So, we'll take something from Let Them Sink. Wow, they just have all their albums available on Bandcamp. That's how you have to do it, kids. I like Man Up. That's
why don't you ask the kid what song we should play?
I'm just going to pick one.
I hear bass lines.
Reiki, Reiki.
We don't get ahead of yourself. My two conference is stuff.
If the guy sings like that clip in the beginning, I like it. It's not, I will hate it.
If it's just countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good night.
Bobcat Goldthwait on Greg Vocals either.
All right, so what do we think of this?
Is this
well, this is a 4-minute song.
I like it.
Talk about it.
I like it.
I thought
it was something interesting, you know, trying something different. It's not your typical screaming bullshit.
This could be a chorus.
It's an example of being aggressive without being growling.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which I
support. I can understand what the guy's saying.
I'm into it. So what do you think, Darren?
Aggression.
Sean? Sean Lee?
I think this is fantastic, and I'm going to... Are those albums free for download? Or what?
Yes.
I will go...
Well, no.
Day. No.
You won't even pay for it?
Fine, I don't pay for music.
Probably like what, like $10?
Who pays for music
now? Pay what you want. It goes directly to the band, you jerk.
I pay for it.
Pay what I want? Free
support
is my favorite
art.
Fucking
support
song.
Their art, bro.
I don't support shit.
Support
I
their
like
art.
Listening to music.
All right.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't have to create it and give up their art for fucks like you to download.
Why? I give my art to Rob for free all the time.
No, you get paid by MTV.
You call that art?
No, to Rob.
Oh, to Rob?
Thank you. What art do you get to me all the time?
All that money you made off of the metal injection shirt.
Yeah, we're really.
When am I
going to
get some of that money back?
The 7 shirts that we sold?
Yeah.
I'll throw you those $7 after the show. Thanks.
But, no, I think it's fantastic. And whoever put this in the chat, they should check out a band called The John Benet. And they'd be right up your alley. These guys are great. So I thrash it.
Sydney?
In the chat, people are saying that this sounds like Hellman and Quicksand, but I got a better comparison. Sean, back me up on this, perhaps, if you agree. Drive Like Jehu.
Oh, big time.
That's what this sounds like, which was a band from San Diego and friends with Rocket from the Crypt. Was John Reese in Drive Like Jehu or no?
Yes.
He was? Okay, yeah. So the guy who was,
but
it
sound nothing like Rocket.
No. It's like it's more like post-hardcore Fugazi-ish, edgy kind of.
But still had more aggression to it.
Yeah. So this sounds like Drive Like Jehu, and Drive Like Jehu is fantastic, so therefore this is approaching fantastic, so thrash. And yes, I'm a fan of Opus. Someone in the chat asked.
Can you send me that Drive Like Jehu band music for free?
The vocals are different.
Yeah.
The vocals you might not like in Drive Like
Jehu,
but the music sounds like a lot like this.
The vocals are more like JonBenet, if you want the those little vocals.
Sort of squeaky.
Sure, I'm open-minded. I really no. Shut up.
Come on.
When it comes to some things, I thought this band sounded like nothing I've ever heard before, I guess. And I really liked his singing. It sounded very different than anything I've heard in a long time. So I thrash it.
Yay! I thrash it too. I liked it.
Fuck
was that? I liked it.
It was sort of him sounding like the singer of Drive Like Jehu.
Another 5 for 5.
I think we
should win.
There you go. Hakuna Maraca.
Good work.
You get a free prize if you...
Uh,
I'll send me your email address, and then we can figure it out. Or send me a private message on Metal Injection.
Okay.
This music is great. And this concludes.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Trash it or trash it. Why does he always say it over me? Damn it, Shlomo.
Sexily.
Sean, we really got to get you into that.
Don't we have more Occupy Wall Street clips to play?
Well, that's a great question, because I was just going to say we should close out the show with the remainder of our Occupy Live cast. Sound bite.
Broken down.
This is damn wine. Why did you bring wine today?
Yeah,
wine.
Can we just have some Occupy? Is any of this even real?
Is this real life?
This is just fantasy.
Can we bit my finger?
For a second, I forgot where I was.
All right, here's one from Miss DiVitelli, who we haven't seen in a while.
I'm in it.
Yeah, when I joined this rally and they said I was going to be part of the 99%, I thought there'd be a lot more white people here. Aren't we like 99% of the world? For Christ's sake, all the unwashed people are out here. I can't believe this. What the fuck, everyone?
Hey, somebody's going to get pregnant.
No, that's a different rally. There's like five fajasa rallies going on here at once. That's down the block, you schmuck. All right, are you guys ready? Tell me what fajasa schmuck looks like. You're so off key, for God's sake. You should all get cancer and die. That's it, I'm done chanting.
All right, that was
harsh.
Mr. Telly, wow. Starting a chant of tell me what fajasa schmucks look like.
This is what fajasa schmucks.
Yeah, that's crazy. And this is, I don't even know how this happened, but Peter Steele sent in a message. He's dead. Let's hear this.
I wonder if he has a big ghost dick.
Jesus the God, this is Peter Steele from heaven. And just because I'm dead, that don't mean I can't be on the live cast. Peter Steele is the greatest featured guest of all time. If you don't agree, I'll kill you. Because I'm Peter Steele, and I am number one. Pete's number one guest. He's number one. Wait, is that on key? I need to take that again. Pete's number one. Oh, man. It's so hard to hear yourself here in heaven. Oh, and in heaven I have a giant ghost dog.
Oh, there you go. He does have a giant ghost
dog. Yeah, you got to answer the questions.
We learned it. And our last voicemail before we go is from someone that we haven't seen in far too long, I feel. JCVD.
I am the great JCVD. And I am out here with all the people protesting the last cast. I would love to take a minute to tell you about what we are protesting. I would love to do this, but I have no fucking idea what is going on here. I have no idea what all these people are upset about. When I came here, I thought it was like giant JCVD rally protesting that I have not signed enough autographs or something of this nature. You know, I would love to be inside looking at the beautiful Noah, looking down her cleavage, looking inside of her skirt, and then tying her to a bed and lashing her with my 11-inch cock from Belgium. I would like to do nasty things to you, Noah. I will paint you with a cum mustache, just like the old mustachioed French villains from the 1920s movies, except it would be my cum. It would be my little JCVD sperm babies all over your lips and face. Well, anyway, that's enough from me. I am going to go now. This is the Occupy Live cast rally, sadly devoid of Noah's giant, sexy vagina.
Giant.
Giant.
Oh,
wow.
I do not have a vagina.
Vagina.
I feel like
JCVD was just there for Noah. He didn't even care about the rally.
Yeah. Well, maybe he thinks that's what the rally's about.
Maybe that is what it's about. We
maybe
don't really know.
Maybe he thought the rally was in Noah's vagina.
That's what he wants to occupy.
Hello in there.
You can park a Toyota Corolla in there.
I feel so violated right now.
Wait till
like
he
it.
Actually gets his hands on you.
Yeah. In a tornado of fists.
Occupy Noah's vagina, Shankletoes.
Oh, what cleavage. That's not nice.
Noah has some cleavage
Noah
going on today.
Yeah,
that's why I made that joke.
Because she's got the big boob bra on today.
Noah's cleavage is
the cleavage is very prominent.
Yes, very underrated. It's some underrated cleavage.
But I mean today, though. Today it's very it's on display.
Just today.
Take a pic for the live
no.
cast.
Yes, take a
there's already
the
there's already a video of me putting
true.
The
and then it went
cap.
In my mouth.
The video?
The one in your mouth?
Yeah, Sean likes to gnaw on videos.
Just all night long.
Is that what they call tics now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Videos.
You know.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Videos and dildos.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're done. We'll be back next week with our final Wednesday show.
Oh, yeah, you're already unplugging your microphone. Sean is already out there.
Sean is gone.
That's
Sean
how
is
much
gone.
He cares
Let's
about
not
the listeners.
Let's stand in the way of that.
Oh, it's either listen to Rob yet around about this bullshit.
No,
yeah.
Sean, just go. We'll carry on.
Lower
I would love
mic.
To.
He's done. We don't need 15
yeah,
mics anymore.
Go.
Just say what you're going
to
say.
Next week is our final Wednesday show, because after next week's show, we're moving to Sunday nights.
That's right.
We're killing our Sunday nights to do this podcast.
Oh, you really do.
We're bringing a new bright, shiny light, audio light. We're going to massage your ear pussies every Sunday night.
What the fuck?
A little Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss from, is massaging pussies?
Yes.
He's a pedophile.
He was a pedophile.
Darren, you've never seen Dr. Seuss's XXX material?
No, I haven't.
It's right next to Piss Mop.
Yeah.
I think Dr. Seuss
never
wrote
got that,
Piss Mop.
He never got that far down. He's like, oh,
yeah.
Piss Mop.
Yeah.
I'm good. All right, that's our show. We're out of here.
Bye.
See you later.
Sunday Night Delight, the Super Nintendo Chalmers. That's what we're going to be.
Wow.
Matarikus.
Of course.
In Matarikus. In Matarikus.
Of course.
In Matarikus.
What?
E-Matarikus.
Really having a hard time understanding you.
I know. I didn't have to be that loud. Do you smoke weed?
You know what rhymes with Sid? AIDS.